Welcome to the Ignited Entrepreneurs Podcast, where each week I will chat with an amazing entrepreneur who has figured out their secret sauce to running a successful business and share all of that juicy goodness to help you find your secret sauce to take your next quantum leap in your business. Are you ready to ignite your brand? Stand out from the crowd? Be the one that's different? Then you need a video bio for your website. Maya Angelou said it right. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And that is exactly what having a video bio on your website will do. It's not just a static photo. It's not just text. This allows people to hear you speak your passion through your voice while they look at video of you. This taps in to a completely different feeling for people. This will allow someone to get to know you instantly, and they'll be able to decide right then and there that you're the one that they want to work with because now they feel like they know you. That is what a video bio can do for your brand. So if you're ready to ignite your brand, send an email to ignitedentrepreneurs@gmail.com. Welcome to another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. Today I have with me Kevin Foreman, president of Black Sheep Business Consulting. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica, and hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here because we're going to talk today about something that I know absolutely nothing about. And I, you know, like to think sometimes I use this show for selfish reasons and I get to learn things from my guests. So, Kevin, can you please share who you are and what you do?
All right. Thanks, Jessica. Hi, everyone. My name is Kevin Foreman. I'm the president of Black Sheep Business Consulting. We operate as BS Beacon, and we're a local consulting firm in the Vancouver area.
I don't know anything about like business consulting. So my business was, I just started it from scratch. I kind of started it as my own thing, and I've just kind of been taking it where, you know, it seems to be wanting to go and where what's been pulling me. But I'm kind of thinking that if I had a chance to start over, having somebody to help me kind of see the path might have been a better way to go. What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about having a business consultant, okay? It is always a good thing in life to have an expert offer their own insights from the outside. It's kind of like that, and that's a core part of getting a business consultant. Find one that has clients, that is actively helping businesses. It's kind of similar to finding like a therapist. You want one that's trusted, that has all the credentials. And it's only a good thing. Like even for us, for example, we use experts all the time. We're definitely not digital marketing experts. So we hire the best businesses that are out there in the Vancouver area. So yeah, no, it's for a short answer, it's definitely a good idea. Just find one, maybe that a friend has referred to you that has great reviews, one that you're confident with.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great, you know, referrals are definitely the best business source. Like I've found a lot of my clients have come through referrals and I like being able to do that. I like, first of all, that people trust me enough to share that with other people. But, you know, as a person who would then be hiring somebody, if somebody came to me with a referral, I feel way more comfortable, you know, engaging at least with that, for that company, right? I already feel like there's some trust there, even though I don't know them.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree with that.
So how did Black Sheep Business Consulting, you know, come to life? Where did that come from?
Great question. Okay. So we incorporated on January 30th of 2020. So it hasn't even been a year yet. The idea, I wanted to start a consulting company for a really long time. My background is, I'm from a family of small business owners. So my dad is probably the biggest example of that. He just always had companies growing up, from property services to laundry services. Yeah, he's just always been an entrepreneur. And that always inspired me growing up. I just loved, you know, I can remember from 10 years old, right through my adolescence, in early teen years, working with him. And it was just awesome. I loved it. And he always talked about kind of big picture things in business, and even personal finance, talking about debt. And I always just found it really, really interesting. And I was so lucky growing up, because a lot of people, unfortunately, and not to hate on anyone or anything, but a lot of people aren't fortunate enough to get financial advice from their parents. And it's obviously not very well taught in our public education system. So essentially where it really started is I had my own business when I was 19, 20, 21. I took over my dad's property service business and he shifted into another one. And I actually incorporated under a different name, and he kind of just helped with those clients. And I found new clients as well, kind of diversified, did it for 3 years, couldn't expand it anymore. So I said to myself at the beginning, I'm going to do this for 3 years. And then I'll either sell it or walk away if I haven't achieved my objective in the 3 years, which is really to expand. And anyways, our business model, it wasn't adding up. Here's the thing. I didn't create a business plan. Anyway, so I walked away from that. And for the last about 9 years, I've been working in civil construction. And this past winter, the winter of 2019, early 2020, I was off for a while and I kind of enjoyed it. And I was just sitting around and I said to myself, I had the aha moment, you know, that you're talking about. And I said, do I really want somebody else to tell me when I sit, when I work, when I stop, when I start? And I said, I don't really feel so great about that. So I said, I better start up this company and let's take a chance here. So over the past year, I've been investing all my personal money into it and I just love it. I was talking to a local entrepreneur and he was saying, why do you think immigrants are so successful? And this is a bit of a generalization, but I'm willing to say it here. New immigrants to Canada over Canadians that have, you know, lived and worked here, multi-generational Canadians. And why are immigrants, why can they come here and in a matter of 10 years be incredibly successful? And I stopped and said, I don't know why. Actually, I think I had some sort of answer, but said, it's because they have, their mindset is that they can't lose. They can only succeed. There is no room for failure, you know, and oftentimes they're moving over here with, maybe less than ideal English speaking skills, or there's not much comfort, you know, and their only focus is to make it, quote unquote. So coming into this opportunity, looking back, it's been the same way. And I still feel that way right now. And anyways, that's kind of what's helped me. You know, I've invested so much over the last year, and even financially looking at it from that perspective. And it's, I just still feel like the only thing I can do is succeed. And I feel like it's going that way. So
that's wonderful. And not only succeed, I mean, when we were talking earlier, you said you actually have 4 people on your team now.
Yes. So I will, just for clarification and transparency, they're all operating in other areas as well. So there's 4 of us, myself, we have a graphic designer who's fantastic, our sustainability director, she does that as well on the side. She's kind of a consultant in that regard. And then we have our operations director, and he does Google Ads, pay-per-click advertising on the side. So everyone's kind of got 1 foot in the business, and they're still operating in their own fields, but everybody is passionate, which is the most important thing. They're all passionate about growing it. And I think they're excited as well. So that in itself is honestly probably the biggest accomplishment in the last years, the team that we've amassed. It's just like the best foundation that we could possibly have. So yeah, it's an incredible group that we have.
Yeah, and it gives your business depth, right? Because you've got these people that are already good at what they do, and then they bring that to the table to help support you and your business as well.
Completely. I couldn't agree more.
So why would somebody need a business plan?
A business plan, again, just to clarify, so we have 3 different services: business plan writing, strategic planning, and sustainability planning. So 3 different services, there are 3 different clients. One for the business plans being, you know, an entrepreneur or a startup, and then for strategic planning and sustainability planning, much more established businesses, sometimes small business owners, but more often larger businesses, the executives on those teams reaching out. So I'm happy to answer the question about business plan writing, but I just wanted to clarify that, first of all, to kind of give listeners a bit more of an idea about our business. So why would somebody need a business plan? To answer that, there's a few different reasons why. There's a few different types of business plans. So I'm just going to list them out. You have your strategic business plan, which is purely for internal purposes. You're just making sure that your business concept is going to actually work. So there's that. And then we have immigration business plans, which is to immigrate here. And then we have bank loan business plans and investment business plans. I will say this, immigration, bank loan, and investment business plans all have strategic elements in it. We're not just writing it for you to get a bank loan. We want to answer all the core questions, whether it's going to be viable, how you're going to market it, all the core parts of it. So yeah, there's four different reasons there. And they all have strategic elements.
Now that makes sense that, like you say, that each different plan, regardless of what the intention is, would still require that strategic business plan. Like, why would you even want to go and attempt to get a business loan if it turns out that through working with you guys, you realize that the idea that you have isn't really going to pay off anyways?
Exactly.
So let's just say that you and I start working together and I tell you what I want. And then we work together and you come up with, you know, a business plan, strategic, you know, business plan for me. And then let's just say that it's not what I had initially come to the table with. Are you then helping to, say, create clarity for people? Or do you just work with what they have and show them what will and won't work? Or do you actually help sort of rejig things for them?
Yes. So I'm just going to say, first of all, whenever we work with a new client, we need to make sure we're on the same field in regards to the big picture of business and society. So I want to clarify that first. If you're a coal mining business, we don't want to work with you based on when it comes to political stuff. If you're left or right, we don't really care about that. We believe in freedom of speech and we really mean that. But yeah, when it comes to the big picture in regards to your social footprint, your environmental footprint, we're going to work with businesses that want to make the world a better place. And you can be on whatever political spectrum that you want, but that's just a general narrative. Most businesses, most people these days definitely fall under that category, that are trying to make the world a better place. And that's been probably one of the best parts of this past year. Basically, everyone that's reached out has been really good people wanting to do really good things for the world and for the business community. So that's been great. So when you reach out and you're looking for to do X, Y, Z, and if right off the bat, we look at it, we go, well, let's say from a unique selling point side. So this is getting into strategy. If you're going to create a podcast and you're like, hey, I have this great idea and we're going to do this and it's nobody else is doing it, we'll tell you right away if we think it's not super unique, if that other people are doing it. Will we just leave you at that and say, yeah, that's it? No, of course, we're going to help you understand what's unique about yourself, what's unique about your vision, and we're going to find a way to differentiate your business in some way. So yeah, to answer your question, we help the entire way. We want to make it as customized as possible, and we want your business at the end of the day to be super successful long-term. So whenever we create a business plan, we're creating a business plan for a client that we want to work with for 20 years or longer. So yeah, we always want it to be successful in the end. We're not just going to say, hey, this isn't going to work and just leave it at that. We're going to try to find solutions to make it work.
So another area that I noticed comes up on your website is talking about strategic planning for growth. Can you share a little bit about that?
Okay, let's get into strategic planning. Great. So this is for businesses that are already established. Let's say you have a business that's been around for 5 years, maybe 10 years, maybe less, maybe more. You would retain our services for strategic planning because you want to grow. You want clarity. You want to better understand your clients, your competition, and you want to find your own differentiation in some regard. So I'm going to just quickly get into strategy here. I'm very much self-taught. I'm myself, for complete clarification, I'm just the optimistic entrepreneur who's done my own research, who took the long...
Aren't we all?
But our team has fantastic people who got straight A's and did all the schooling. So I'm self-taught myself. I'm still learning. I think I'll be learning for the rest of my life. In learning about strategy, stumbled upon a gentleman by the name of Michael Porter. He, in many ways, I personally call him in my head, I call him the king of strategy. And he's this Harvard professor. Anybody knows a lot about business academics would know about Michael Porter. So he has a three-part strategy, a three-part system in strategy. So here's the different parts for a big business where you could find your own unique selling point. One is in cost leadership. So an example of that is Walmart. They have the lowest prices that there are. There is this in a variety of different fields. We don't recommend that to clients, but when they do go for it, it's exciting. The reason why we don't recommend it is because very bold, you often are competing against somebody else. And when you have a race to the lowest prices, it can be a race to zero, i.e. a zero-sum competition. So that's one. The other most common one is differentiation. So you have your podcast show right now. There's all these other business podcasts, but we find something about you, Jessica, and your podcast that's different. I have a feeling that you already have that, but what we do is we come in to help you understand and recognize what that is. And then we create functional strategies based off that. So that's your, so you have your unique selling point for your podcast, which is maybe it's something unique about yourself, Jessica, and yourself as a business leader or as a podcast host, and we hone in on that. And then you create functional strategies. So your marketing strategy is going to bring out that USP, unique selling point. Your financial strategy is going to, and so on and so forth. Then thirdly, we have a focus strategy. This is a final one. In case I'm boring anybody with this stuff.
I'm learning. I'm enjoying it.
Focus strategy is this. Let's say there's a business such as a toy manufacturer for kids. Okay. So focus strategy is just looking at a demographic in this example, young kids, and they love toys. Maybe as time has gone on, they've moved up from toys a little bit and they like things that are a little bit more involved with technology. Maybe it's iPads, but maybe it's even at this point in time in history, making different games for younger kids on YouTube, or maybe it's even learning games. So it's focusing in on just one demographic and creating ongoing products for that demographic. So those are the three I'm going to recommend to everyone. Most likely you probably fall under the differentiation strategy.
So you've mentioned quite a few times now about like sustainability, and I kind of picked up on like a values and a moral system that you guys work with. So can you talk a little bit more about sustainability and what that means for you?
Sounds great. Okay, this is the part of our business as we grow and as we develop that we really want to hone in on long-term. Not to undermine our business plan writing services or strategic planning, they're both hugely important. But we're at this crucial time, as everyone knows, in history, where who knows how many more years we have until our effects on the climate are irreversible. You know, they have this clock in New York City, and it's counting down right now. And I think it's seven more years that they have until our current system and the effects it's had on the environment are just irreversible. Who knows if that's true? It could be less time. It could be more time. Our approach to sustainability is bigger than helping businesses reduce their environmental impact, even though that is a rewarding part of it. Our approach is it's really to try to save the world. I mean, it's a bit of a bold statement to make, but I think we all in our own small ways need to do our best in doing that. And it could have effects on the community. It could have effects on just your employees of your team, if you have a team of people. But yeah, that's kind of our big picture approach to it. Now I want to just talk about our specific approach to sustainability. In March of 2020, earlier in the year, actually a little bit later than that, around April, actually. We all remember that time because COVID-19 was taking off, and that's definitely memorable for us as well. But it's also an important time because we began a process in creating a sustainability certification that I don't think we're ever going to use for certification. I think we're just going to utilize this framework for all of our clients. And I actually just created the acronym for it today, literally about 2 hours ago. So I'm testing it on you guys. So if it's a huge flop, I'll laugh right now. It's called the CEPS approach. That's CEPES. And I was going on this acronym finder and I said, what word can you create with CEPES? But I probably put it in a different order. And apparently CEPS is a real word, everyone. And it's a mushroom in Europe, which is kind of good because you want your acronym to stand for something that's relatable. So the CEPS approach is this. It has five different segments to sustainability. We've heard of ESG. We've heard of environmental sustainability. This approach is kind of all-encompassing and we think somewhat unique. Here's what it stands for. C, community. E, environmental. P, planning. The other E, employee equity. And the last C is supply chain. So that's for a business. It can even be for a government. It could be an individual, not an individual's approach, but more or less any entity that's a business entity. So, or a nonprofit. And what we try to do in working with clients is we create a sustainability plan that assists the client in having an arm in all of those different segments. So for community, let's say, and this is the thing, we want it to be as unique as possible to that business. Because if we don't create a unique sustainability plan, what's going to happen? They're not going to be passionate about it. It's going to be unrelatable. It's not going to be long lasting and it's all going to fall off. And what we want whenever we work with a business is we want that CEPS approach to their business to be as unique as possible, as realistic as possible, so that they can actually execute on that plan and eventually so that they can be self-operating. Because what it breaks into once we've created a sustainability plan is we encourage our clients to create sustainability committees and to create key performance indicators, which we help with. And then monthly, we can assist them in facilitating those meetings. But the goal is long-term for them to be self-operating in that committee. So yeah, that's a bit about our approach to sustainability.
Yeah, you know, you're totally speaking my language. I am such a metrics and checklist and checkpoint kind of person. I love this kind of approach to things because it's a really good way to actually be able to like be intentional. One of my favorite words is to really be intentional and to know sort of every step of the way where you're headed in each one of those areas.
Exactly. Everything just lines up. We just love doing it. And it's so rewarding to see different teams operating on their own and to try to think that you've helped make a business better, make a business more sustainable. And, you know, hopefully a team of people, families, a society, made the environment a little better. Any little thing that we can do in our own businesses has a huge effect on kind of turning the tide and hopefully creating a sustainable economy. It's just great stuff. We love doing it and everything's just kind of lining up right now to help different businesses in that regard. So yeah, it's great.
Awesome. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you and learn more about what you're up to and where you're going and how they can start to, you know, really think about the sustainability of their business and where they need to take that action and put the plans in place to be able to move in the direction that they want to go long term, where would they find you?
The best way is to go to our website. Or even my personal email or a general email. So our website is B as in black, S as in sheep, B as in business, C-O-N as in consulting.com. So that's B-S-B-C-O-N.com. And yeah, they can contact us through our contact details on there. And what we generally do is we listen to the client and then we organized a video conference or a Zoom meeting, and we have our director of sustainability or operations or a graphic designer, sometimes even our whole team, and we kind of hear them out, take some notes, and then we create a proposal based off that and we move forward. Or sometimes we just talk to people and give them our 2 cents, and hopefully even that can help. But yeah, that's what we do, a little free consultation, and we go from there.
Wonderful. So now I have a question for you. If you were going to give somebody a piece of advice that would take them to the next level in their business, what would you suggest?
I'm just going to be completely honest right here.
Please.
Reach out to our team. Sorry, I wasn't planning on saying that. But yeah, honestly, just reach out to our team. Because here's the thing. The most important part of your business and growing your business is strategy. So if it's not reaching out to our team, then the second thing I would say is this. Hone in on your business's strategy. Reach out to somebody in strategic planning. What you need to do in any business is understand what you are and understand what you are not. So that's one of Michael Porter's quotes, actually. It's strategy is as much about knowing what you aren't as it is about knowing what you are. So you need to really understand and define what your company is doing, who its competitors are, how you're different from your competitors, understand if there's any clarity in marketing. So when you go to your website, do the colors, the images, does the wording, does everything show the viewer right away exactly what you're doing? Now, some businesses' websites are more important than others, so that's a bit of an arbitrary example. But yeah, you need, when you hire a marketing team, that you should have a clear strategy for that marketing team. They should be able to just walk up, take it, read it, and go, okay, I understand, or a business plan or a strategic plan to really identify what the company's doing, what its objectives are, who its target audience are, who its competitors are. And I understand a lot of companies don't have the liberty of having that, but it is the most important investment you can make, whether it's retaining our services or doing it yourself. Just really hone in on your strategy and understand what makes your company different.
I love it. You know, one of the things that's kind of coming up for me again is this intentional, right? I know for me, I still have a full-time job and I'm building my business on the side. And so, you know, for me, time is always the most important thing. I don't want to give up my time for things that don't move me forward. And I know for me, there's a tiny little bit of resistance that came up thinking about this, of sitting down and taking the time to really plan everything out. But I realize that if I don't, I'm actually wasting more time.
Yeah, and it's, I'll say this right now, because if we can remember earlier in the conversation, my first business failed because I didn't create a business plan. And it was a bit of arrogance. It was a bit of, oh, it's all scarce in the old noggin. You know, I have it all figured out. And you know what? You might just be fine without a business plan. You might. But I'll say this. If you do have one, so many questions are answered in creating that business plan. And whenever we work with a client, at the end, they almost always go, whoa, I learned so much. And it's not that we had that knowledge right away. We just facilitate it, right? So we tell our clients, it's a back and forth process. You know, we're not just going to go, so what's your business? And then we'll get back to you in 3 weeks. And we'll have your business plan. We need you involved the whole time. We're going to ask you critical questions every few days. And we're going to show you what we have. You're going to review it and let us know, is that authentic to your business? Is that your vision? And we just build on it every day and continue to ask critical questions. And by the end, your business concept is so much better defined.
Yeah, what I like about this is, like, as a coach, I know the power of asking good questions.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? What you guys are doing in building this business plan is you're the ones that are asking those good questions that, like, say myself, I'm not a business strategist, I'm a coach. So, you know, to me to now to plan a business, I don't know the questions that I should be asking myself.
Yeah. And that's another reason for everyone, just generally speaking, to look in and just research business strategy. You know, you'll come across, just for everyone else. I mean, you could come to us for this, or you could try to learn it yourself, you know, everyone should have a bit of an understanding for sure of business strategy. And you'll come across probably this pyramid, and it's going to say corporate strategy up top, and then it's going to say business strategy, and then you'll have your functional strategies. And yeah, it's an important concept to understand. One thing I'm going to say on the business plan topic is, in the end, you get a business plan that our graphic designer has turned into this work of art. It's probably 30 to 40 pages. It has all of your branding for your business. If you don't have a logo, we help you create it. And in the end, you have this presentation that you can fall back on for the next few years or even longer. We update it every few years or every 6 months, make some tweaks because parts will change for sure. And it's an internal document that you can use for your team. You know, if you're onboarding somebody, you can sit down at a computer, you can send it to them, or you can present it to a team of people, and you can say, this is where we're going. You can talk a bit about it. So yeah, it's more of just, you know, a boring black and white document. It's something that's exciting, has graphic design, and that you can refer back to as your roadmap to success.
Yeah, right away, what's coming up for me is I can imagine that it would actually almost like ignite this like feeling of like, oh, that's what my business looks like. Like it's like a visual representation of what you're trying to achieve. I feel excited even just about the idea of having someone hand me this page of like, look, this is what your business looks like.
Exactly. I was talking to a few other entrepreneurs. I'll just say it was a guest that you had on your show. His name is Carlos.
Yes. Carlos is amazing.
He is. He's so fantastic. And I've heard you guys are going to be working together moving forward with some video blogs.
Yes, we are.
I'm working with him on a project. I think he'd like the continued publicity. So I'm just going to mention his name. And we were talking and he kind of said, what you're doing right now for my business is the same as what I do for other clients. And it's validation, right? It's the same thing as like a headshot where, and just so you know, my personal headshot that you'll probably see on my LinkedIn and whatnot, it's the same headshot that that Carlos took. And it's validation, right? It's giving an entrepreneur that headshot or that business plan that can give them the confidence or just the belief in their business concept that, you know, professionals or that a team's looked over. And I agree with you. It's validation, right? So...
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. I love how, you know, the community is starting to come together, that you're also working with Carlos and so am I, and it's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to say one more thing I've learned in the last year. Don't worry, you might want to grow a massive business, or maybe you want to, you know, a very small and lean business. But for those who want to grow a massive business or really want to grow their clientele base, just concentrate if you can, yes, market, but concentrate on the clients you have and adding value to them, because they are going to be your best marketers in the end. Providing value to them, it's the same thing with Carlos. I met him getting headshots. He found out, you know, I create business plans. We stayed in contact. We had coffee. Next thing you know, he's looking for a business plan. And then if I execute on that really well, there's going to be so many other opportunities that he's already introduced me to. And it just focus on the people that you already know and adding value to them while still marketing. But yeah, really, really remember to add value to the people that you're already helping and that you already have as contacts.
Yeah, I love that message. My most recent client actually came through somebody that is not my client, but they have been watching what I've been doing and putting out into the world. And so when this person needed coaching, they recommended me, right? So you don't know who's watching. You just don't know. You just have to keep putting it out there to those people.
Yes, absolutely. Just like over-delivering as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Awesome.
You're inspired here, Jessica.
Well, that's the whole idea. It's ignited. We get ignited when we come on here, right?
Feel ignited.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad. Well, it was really awesome having you on. And I'd love to have you come back again and we can dive deeper into all this cool stuff. I know that, 20 or 30 minutes isn't enough to really talk about, the details and the strategies. But I'm really glad that you came on because I think it really is somewhat overlooked, but such an important thing for people if they want to actually go to the next level, right? If they're just a hobbyist, if they're just, playing around and having fun and doing something, that's one thing. But I really feel, it's something that, and I'm lucky because I have somebody that I'm working with now who's helped me do that because I focus so much on just learning my trade, my coaching, and constantly learning and growing in that area that, learning all the other things about running the business, it's foreign to me.
Yeah. And that's, I just want to say one thing, never be cruel to yourself in not knowing everything, right? Like there's so many different parts of business. Like for example, IT that I've spoken to people about it. But we're definitely not experts at BSBCom when it comes to IT. Know what you do, know what you don't do, and be open to learning all those different things. And yeah, I'd love to come on again. Maybe, I don't know, have you ever had like three different guests on your show? Or two guests on your show? Anyways, I'd love, I'm just saying, to learn from somebody else, and to ask questions to maybe somebody, or maybe even yourself. I'd love to learn a bit about your business coaching business. And possibly. Sure. Hear a bit about that. So yeah.
Absolutely. Actually, I had somebody recommend that I should have somebody come on and interview me. So
there you go.
Maybe you want to interview me.
There you go.
I think it's kind of fun. And you know what? It's my show. I can do whatever I want.
There you go.
I have the power. I love it.
Exactly. I'm just going to leave my email or website one more time. So it's www.bsbcon.com. And yeah, Jessica, thank you so much. I'm not going to be the one, I know you'll have the last word, but this will be my last word. Everyone who listened to this point in time, thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. And it's just so exciting out there. So many people are starting businesses. So many people are growing their businesses or pivoting their businesses they've had for years. And it's just been fantastic talking to you, Jessica.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on and I love how we met. So I love the ripple and just staying open to meeting new people. So thanks so much for joining me today. It was great. And I learned some stuff, which is awesome.
Awesome. Well, I'll talk to you soon, Jessica.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs.